The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler, you're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason...
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds
different. Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
contenders. How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown...
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
You are listening to episode 118 of the WrestleCast. I'm your host, Sean DeLorente, sitting in the big chair this week for Samuel Kaluuya. I'm joined as always by my SmackDown correspondent, correspondent, Miss Dee Dee Jonette.
Hey, friend.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Glad you survived. Glad you survived the inauguration and the Women's March.
The what now?
The inauguration.
Only one of those things actually happened. Yeah, only one of those things actually happened. So yeah, the march was crazy. The crowds and everything. That other thing, you know, the metro was empty. It was less people than on normal Friday. So I don't know what people think actually happened down there. I'm not too sure. I missed it.
And we're joined this week by a special guest, a returning guest, none other than, you can find him on Twitter as at the Libra Icon, none other than Mr. Dwayne. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me. It's good to be back. I always enjoy the hashtag, the tweets, and it's always good to be returning and joining the family.
Oh, man, we are glad to have you here, glad that you participate and spread the word. So we're going to jump right into it this week. No need for news, as we've got a very busy weekend in wrestling ahead. So we'll start with, of course, Monday Night Raw. It was from Cleveland, Ohio. Roman begins the show with an in-ring promo. He says he's going to leave the Royal Rumble as champion. Owens and Jericho, they didn't come out. Owen brags about putting Roman through the table last week after the main event. Jericho then gets on the mic. He does some talking. Roman asks if Jericho is giving him a rematch. Owen accepts for Jericho and says it's no problem. He's going to make sure Jericho wins, he promises. Dee Dee, Dwayne, any thoughts on y'all's the intro here?
Well, I didn't see it personally.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is your Monday Night Raw time.
Yeah, they got me. Sorry.
Hey, I'll usually wait out until after Raw, so I'll fill in on this one. So my thoughts on that, I wasn't surprised. I knew a rematch was going to come, but I knew that there's going to be some kind of shenanigans with Owens accepting for Jericho and having some kind of plan. The belt wasn't going to be dropped. Roman wasn't going to get it back. So I was just kind of just waiting to see what was going to happen, how it would actually unfold.
All right. So then we had Luke Gallows versus Cesaro. Gallows, GD, with a distraction from Luke Anderson, hits the flapjack on Cesaro, and he gets the win. Just another building block towards their match they're going to have this Sunday at Royal Rumble. I wish they could have had two jobber tag teams to go against separately, and then they cut like a promo about what they're going to do on Sunday. That would have been better than seeing one more match drawn out between these two. So,
yeah. Of course, anybody that pretty much follows me knows I'm not real big on Gallows and Anderson. They're a good team, but they just, you know, they bore me. So I know eventually they're going to win the titles. I think they win on Sunday, but we'll probably get into that a little bit later. But yeah, anytime Gallows and Anderson come on, I try to find something to keep me entertained. So yeah.
Interesting. Next, we get Mick Foley backstage on the phone with Steph. Sami Zayn walks in. He wants to be in the Royal Rumble. Foley starts to grant him entry, but Stephanie interjects and says that he's going to have to beat Seth Rollins in a match tonight. We get a sit-down interview with Corey Graves and Bayley. Bayley goes through, you know, the facts that she laid out last week, that, you know, she doesn't think that it's a hindrance that she's a fan. If she wasn't a fan, she probably wouldn't be in WWE today, and that she's got no problems just being Bayley. Then we have a main event match, quality match, after Mick Foley tells Rollins about the match with Sami Zayn, and Mick, at the request of Stephanie, has to tell him that it's going to be for his spot in the Royal Rumble. What did you think about this, Dee Dee? Did you see this yet? Were you with us then?
No, I think I missed that too.
Did you see the match?
No.
TT.
I don't know.
Monday Night Raw must have been real good. I mean, the recap on Crown and Collards.
See, the thing of it is Jeremy, because he didn't have nobody to bounce off the. So when things are tight, you can only hype it up so much yourself. But when you got somebody to be like, get it, Peter came back, and you know, you don't get the gist of what all happened on Monday. It was a shit show, basically. But it was so entertaining. I think I just had bad timing because I was going back and forth, but every time I turned, it was like another commercial. So I was like, oh, well.
Oh, yeah, you got in the commercial sink.
Yeah. That sucks.
All right, so we get Seth Rollins versus Sami Zayn for Seth Rollins' spot in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I saw that part. I did.
After Seth hits the pedigree, Triple H music hits, and it what? Distracts Seth Rollins. He's looking around for Triple H. Triple H never comes out. When he turns his attention back to Sami Zayn gets the win with the small package. So Sami Zayn is in the Royal Rumble, and Seth Rollins is now out. Just that fast.
Hashtag, it's a distraction.
So, yeah, that I saw that match, and that was pretty, you know, of course, just seeing it was a good sell by everybody, the music, the reaction, the crowd reaction, because, you know, they weren't expecting it. And then, you know, followed up by Sami Zayn with the win and Rollins out. So it's kind of going to be interesting to see how that plays out at the Rumble on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Now, this was an excellent match.
It was definitely
a pay-per-view quality match from these two guys. We get our Cruiserweight edition of the Monday Night Raw, where we get Jack Gallagher, Mustafa Ali, and TJ Perkins. What's your gimmick, Didi?
I am a grown-ass woman.
Right. Versus versus Gulak, Tony Nese, and Daivari. Mustafa Ali gets the win after he hits the inverted 450. Really, really quick match, but it looks like Mustafa Ali is going to get the like best wrestler in the Cruiserweight division treatment on Raw, because I mean they're really protecting him and they're really putting over that inverted 450.
Yeah, and I like Ali, and I think, you know, number one, I'm just tired of TJ Perkins dabbing. The dab died when the Panthers lost the Super Bowl, unfortunately. Even though that still breaks my heart, and it makes me even more sick that the Falcons are in the Super Bowl. But that's another story for another day. Yeah, I'm kind of glad, though, that, you know, he's kind of on the – he's getting that – I won't say it's a major push yet, but it's a good start for him. I'll put it like that.
Especially considering that nobody has really, like, had a chance to stand out in the booking yet. It seems that they've done that with him so far.
Right.
Then we get – The New Day with their in-ring promo. It gets interrupted by Enzo and Cass. They come out, they do their thing, and then before they can even start getting into it, they get interrupted by Rusev and Jinder. Rusev comes down, he's mocking Big E and Big Cass. He says, why do they have to put Big in front of their name? We can see that they're big. It's, you know, he doesn't have to put Handsome in front of his name. They call himself Handsome Rusev. You can already see that.
But Rusev's not handsome.
I mean,
that's what New Day said. I'm just going by. They were muttering.
Xavier knows. Xavier knows. I trust their judgment.
Then Rusev gets interrupted by Titus. Titus comes out and says that, you know, he basically challenges them to a match. And Xavier says, hey, there's four of us. Or there's five of us, excuse me. There's only four of y'all. And one of y'all is actually Lana. So they had Braun Strowman come out. and be their extra tag team partner. So we got an 8-man tag of Rusev, Jinder Mahal, Titus, and Braun Strowman versus New Day and Enzo and Cass. Braun hits the running power slam on Enzo to get the pin. RIP Enzo. Pour a little out for him. Big Show comes out, and he and Braun have like a stare down, a big tease. The crowd goes wild, but nothing happens. And the funny thing is, after the segment, they're back up at the announce table doing a shot, and the announcers are talking. And all of a sudden, here comes Big Show with the New Day all draped on him. Like he's carrying them back up the aisle, and all of a sudden, he stops over and just jumps in the shot like, oh, I didn't know y'all did this. I didn't know y'all moved up here. This is pretty cool. So they keep teasing the promo war, and they keep having people cut it off. But eventually, hopefully, before the New Day breaks up, they'll give us the Enzo and Cass versus New Day promo war.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as much as I hate to see it, all good things must come to an end. And I think, you know, they've peaked. They've got the record because WWE really just said F Demolition. And so, yeah, it's pretty much at this rate, it's, you know, time to go separate ways and put it to bed for now.
I just hope if they do that, I'm sorry. I just hope that if they do that, they remain cool. They don't make it on some internal strife.
On some new edition stuff.
Right. Roman Reigns versus Chris Jericho. U.S. title match. Owens runs in to save Jericho, and the ref DQs Jericho. Owens and Jericho try to put Roman in the shark cage. He turns the tables and ends up putting Owens in the shark cage and sends him up to the rafters. Jericho grabs onto the cage as it starts to go up. He gets a few feet off the ground, and Roman Superman punches him off the cage. Roman leaves the ring with his little typical smirk as Owens is screaming and cursing at the top of his lungs at the top of the rafters. I was very nervous because that thing was swaying a lot with him in there. It's like, I don't know how safe that is. But that was a pretty cool visual of Jericho getting Superman punched off the cage when it was like,
oh, that was pretty,
off the ground. So that was pretty cool.
I like that segment. Of course Roman wasn't going to be put in the cage, but it was a nice little twist that Owens was in there. And I really thought for a second, I was like, I know they weren't going to leave him out there, but it would have been funny if they did. Just left him out there and have him screaming for the rest of the night.
So then we get the second sit-down interview. This time we have this interview with Charlotte. She tells Bayley that after the Royal Rumble, that she will continue being the franchise player and that Bayley will continue being a fan. Really good work by Charlotte. She's so good. She's in the zone right now. We get Nia Jax versus Rey Lynn. Nia gets the victory using the Banzai Drop. Word up, Yokozuna. Now, Sasha comes out during Nia's post-match promo. Sasha beats Nia with her crutches and gives Nia the double knees off the apron to the outside. And I guess she's 100% healthy, or at least healthier than she has been in the last month or so. Comments, questions, concerns?
I'm just happy that little Sasha finally understood if you can't beat him, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought
it would, anyway. Like, who does that?
I thought it would have been better if she would have, like, came from the blind side instead of, like, making that long walk down.
Hobble, you mean?
Yeah, right.
Just because if they say that she got a bad leg, she probably can't run up on nobody. However, there really wasn't nothing to stop Nia from getting up and running after her ass and catching her at the end, except they just didn't that way. So that, I don't think, was that well thought out, because Nia was up. She just didn't get up.
Okay. So next we get Rich Swann versus Noam Dar. Rich Swann hits the Rich Kick, and he gets the win. Then Rich calls out Neville. Neville comes out. They brawl, and Rich Swann gets the best of Neville.
Oh, we playing Sonic? What?
Oh, that's my Mario Brothers ringtone.
Oh, see, I know it was something Nintendo-based or some such.
So, Rich Swann actually showing a little bit of, fight, fire, and desire in this little beatdown of Neville. I thought that was cool. He finally got to be, you know, their aggressive for once. So that was a good little segment. Then we get our final segment of the night. Goldberg comes out, get a promo. Heads on ready, busted open, where he's apparently head-butted the door or a locker in the back before he comes out. Stumbles over the promo, has to start over a couple of times before he somewhat gets it out. Then Heyman interrupts. And then Heyman brings out Brock. Brock comes out. Brock gets in the ring. Him and Goldberg have a stare down. Right when it looks like they're going to do something, the gong sounds. And the Undertaker shows up in the ring after lights go on and off and on again. And then those three have a stare down in the ring to end the show.
I loved the stare down. I'm glad nothing happened in terms of like physicality, of course, but just a stare down, have it go off, kind of just builds that anticipation for Sunday.
Yeah, for once, Vince didn't give us too much. He gave us just a tease, and that was good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Didi, any thoughts?
I just want to know where the Undertaker was.
The whole time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because even if he was under the ring, that's still quick. How he got there. Like, it was real
especially
fast.
Especially for him.
Right. Considering he's old and tall. That's just like, how? Like, that's impressive.
You know. Yeah, you know it takes him 30 minutes to get down that ramp. Anyway.
I know. Like, because I can't even imagine him climbing up the stairs that quick. So, like, where was he?
Yeah, that's always been the thing that I've always wondered is like how they get them to the ring so fast. Like when they do the thing with the Wyatt family and they're like flash and they're there and now it's at the fast again and then they're not.
Yeah.
Like, where'd they go? Where's the trap floor at?
Right. That's the thing.
I wish when I was working in Charlotte at the arena when WWE came in, that's one thing I really should have asked, like, how do they get down there so quickly? I didn't have a chance to because everybody had to get ready and handle their business and everything, but that's one thing I would have loved to have asked, like, how do y'all get down there so quickly? So yeah, that was a fun time. When that was one of the perks of the job, one of the only good things about it, but yeah, that's one thing I wish I would have asked. Because I did get to meet Bray, dap it up with him, and, you know, had to call myself for marking out and everything, but I handled myself well. I'm proud of myself.
So, Didi, your gummy bear rating on the part that you did see?
Seven.
Seven?
Like, three of them are just... That's seven gummies. Three of those are solely under pressure in his...
Okay. All right. Well, that was Monday Night Raw for this week. So now we'll move on to. Oh, hey, you guys on next?
Can I stop right quick? My phone is at 1%. I want to switch to my other phone. Give me just a sec.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. All
right. Due to technical difficulties, we are experiencing technical difficulties.
So, Didi, I'll let you go into what everybody came to listen to.
Oh, stop. Go
SmackDown
on.
Matters.
We'll get there, but the news this week from SmackDown is Mickey and Emma at WWE know about SmackDown Matters. We'll get there, though. You still there, Don? Oh, there we go. All right, so
I'm back.
No worries. We're coming from Toledo, Ohio for SmackDown. So again, that's more Ohio, all of the Ohio. So we start with The Miz and Maryse in the back. Kind of upset with Daniel Bryan because they have to share a locker room. So Bryan's like, well, why don't you just use the stall in the public restroom? And it's like, ha ha ha. Very funny. So Daniel gives Miz SC title rematch. Yeah, gives Miz a match. So Miz wants a no DQ match. But Daniel says, no, let's do a lumberjack match. So Bryan asks Miz if he's happy. And the crowd says, yes. Excuse me. So, starting out this Raw with kind of what would normally be like a main event match with Randy Orton versus Luke Harper. Bray is ringside in his rocking chair. We're cheering for Orton. We're booing for Luke because who is Luke? Is not an answer. Orton hits a draping DDT early on, followed on by a backdrop onto the barricade and the announce table. Orton with a big boot and then like immediately falls out. So Bray like kind of gets up and looks concerned. And then he picks them both up and tosses them back into the ring. Back from commercial, losing control. But Orton hits a superplex off the middle rope. And he goes for the RKO a few times, but he counters into a super kick. Then Orton hits a Orton countered a discus clothesline into an RKO for the win. Out of nowhere, hashtag. And the crowd loves Orton because, you know, Lives Matter's so crowd in Toledo.
Yeah, oh, Lives Matter everywhere in Ohio. It was red.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy, Ohio. You see what you've done. I don't know if a discus clothesline is a distraction finish. I'm certainly using it as one. Anyway, after the match, Bray shakes Orton's hand, picks Harper up, then hits him with his sister Abigail because, you know, tough luck does. Anyway, they do a recap on Alexa being Becky, and they also do a Rumble feature on Triple H winning the 2002 Royal Rumble when he eliminated Kurt Angle.
King Kurt.
I love Kurt. So, yeah, it was fun. So, next is a Renee Young interview with Mickie James in the middle of the ring. She asks Mickie about attacking Becky and revealing herself as La Luchadora. She says she won her first world championship by defeating Trish Stratus at WrestleMania. Blah, 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 blah. Renee's like, she didn't answer my question, though. She was like, oh, bitch, but I did. Maybe I'm like, you know, paraphrasing. So, Mickie says people like Becky want to claim to be leading the revolution, but that takes away her accomplishments. Renee's like, well, isn't Alexa part of the revolution? And Mickie says, no, Alexa's been fighting the revolution, and at least she remembered Mickie's accomplishments. And the whole reason why she's there is Alexa. Because forget the revolution, this is the reinvention of Mickie James. She also threw in there, Mickie James matters. They know about us. If you want to break us off with some, you know, WrestleMania tickets, I wouldn't be opposed to that WWE. So, after that, Becky marches down to the ring, attacks Mickie. Mickie runs into the crowd out of nowhere. Bliss catches her, double team Becky back into the ring, and Bliss finishes her off with a twisted Bliss. Done.
Yeah, highly, highly, highly entertaining segment. That's part of SmackDown for me in my book. Alexa Bliss was looking extremely good in her blue and black. And they let her do the Twisted Bliss, which I haven't got to see in like 2 months. So it was a win for me. And yeah, Mickie James, she was cool too.
Nice. Mickie had some advice for Becky. Always be one step ahead. Awesome. Hey, did you know the Royal Rumble pre-show starts at 5 p.m.?
4 o'clock Central.
4 o'clock Central. You can preemptively not think I'll be there. 5 p.m. You are out of your mind. But if you're interested, Jerry Lawler and Shawn Michaels will be there. Hash that fucking tag. But that's okay. That's what you're into.
Absolutely not.
But that means it's going to be a 4-hour show. And it starts at 7. Oh, Lord.
Hashtag say no to pre-shows to live the matches during the pre-show.
That's so beautiful.
It's like even when we participate, we're silently protesting.
Yeah, you got to. I support it. Black emoji fist.
That's right. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Anyway, there's a pre-taped segment with Carmella and James going shopping. James has awful taste. I'm sure you're shocked. He says he hasn't gone shopping since his last court date. I'm surprised at that. You shouldn't be either. Carmella hates all the outfits. She says ones that make her like Sami Zayn. Says they shouldn't dress like this because they both got beat up by Braun Strowman. That is so rude.
Dang.
Anyway, she finds a gaudy Staten Island-ish shop for James Ellsworth, and she says it makes them look F-A-B-O-L-O, or however her Caucasian accent goes. So, it's ugly. Next match is a 10-man battle Royal to earn the Royal Rumble spot. Okay, your competitors are Heath Slater, Rhino, Simon Gotch, Aiden English, Mojo Riley, Kurt Hawkins, Connor Victor, LaBrice. Well, yes, it's all the tag teams. I'm glad you paid attention. All right. So, Hooden people, Gotch and English were immediately out, and things, they happened. The last three in the ring were Mojo, Fandango, and Tyler Breeze. Are you shocked? I kind of am. But the winner is actually Mojo. Let's see if I remember. Mojo and Tyler were both on the ringside. Fandango went to kick Mojo. He actually ended up kicking Fandango, and then Mojo back body drops Fandango. So they fight. Yes, that's exactly what happened. Points to me. Mojo will be in the Royal Rumble. Oh, and this whole time there's on commentary, and he's talking about the Andre the Giant Battle Royal that he won at WrestleMania that literally nobody cares about.
And that did nothing for his career.
It just gave him an intro to say, I won.
Right. On my first day on the job.
On the first day on the job, I won something nobody cares about, but I got an awesome bronze statue. Like, go away.
Yeah, they still try to make it a thing.
Like, shut up. Okay, so how... Side before the show started, Asha tried to catch up with Nikki Bella as she arrived to the arena. Nikki had on a sickening black trench coat. It's nice. And she's like, oh, look, I'm on the side of a production truck right next to John Cena. You would think that that's a coincidence, and the fact that I'm with John Cena is why I'm right next to John Cena, but no, no, no. It's not true. Her success has nothing to do with John Cena, which we all know is not quite the truth, but that's okay. It's okay. We're into alternative facts in this country nowadays, right? So it's cool.
Hey, okay. Yeah.
It's cool. So Natty Bo shows up and she's like, oh, look at that. I ain't on any of the goddamn trucks. And Nikki's like, oh, bitch. And she tries to fight, but you can't fight in the trench coat. You're not kind of San Diego. It's not going to work out for you. So Natty easily ducks and tosses her to the side of the truck, and Nikki comes off like the pretty princess who can't fight that everybody thought she was.
Amazing how that works out.
Amazing how that works out. Also amazing is how John Cena is also not doing wrestling work, and he's going to host the Kids' Choice Awards. A kid, so I don't care, but, you know, things.
I didn't care when I was a kid.
Okay. They didn't have that when I was a kid. I think I was a teenager, and, like, Legends of the Hidden Temple wasn't on anymore. So I was like, what am I doing here?
Nickelodeon was pointless after Legends of the Hidden Temple was gone.
You got rid of that, and are you afraid of the dark? You're clearly not meant for me anymore, so.
At all.
Are you afraid of the dark? Canadians, y'all just know how to do stuff, because that's a Canadian show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was. Okay, next. AJ's looking at, he's in the ring, right? And so he's showing everybody the Royal Rumble poster, where John Cena's in the front. And AJ is like seven rows back next to Sasha. This is indicative of some bullshit because Sasha's match is actually on the pre-show. Actually rude as hell for both of them. He blames Shane. I don't know why, but he does. He's out and blah, blah, blah. And there's a clip of today's show and they call him some guy from Atlanta. He says that he's the champion of the camp and nobody missed John while he was gone anyway. And then AJ calls himself the face that took Cena's place. Boom. And he's John up inside. And he says, you know, always has an excuse for when he loses, but the only excuse because he's a sorry excuse for a wrestler.
Damn.
It's like, boom, that's it.
Damn.
And then he's like, what the hell do I got to do to earn respect around here? And it doesn't matter if it's on Sunday, he's going to stick his foot up Cena's candy ass on Sunday. I might have had it. And then Cena's like, what are you worried about respect for? Why are you care if people like you? Don't nobody like me. I come out here and 15,000 people boo me every night. You think I care? I don't care. I never care. He said, you think you hot shit because you've been running it around here for 6 months. I held this bitch down for a decade. And I'm like, you know, extrapolating. But this is what he meant. And he's like, yeah, you think I'm a sorry excuse for a wrestler because I didn't go spend time on indies. But I'm not built for the indies. I'm built for the WWE. There was a bitch in there, but it might have just been implied. So then... Yeah. He said, you're not on my level. You're on the level below me, or maybe another level below that. Just long story short, you're not on my level. Like, what's that song? You could never, ever.
Ever, ever. Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, like, ever, ever, ever.
That's what John said in not so many words. So then he's like, mad because they called you the guy from Atlanta. He's like, well, really, you're just a guy. You're only holding on to the championship because I let you. AJ unoriginal. Again, you let Marky Mark call you unoriginal. You should be ashamed of yourself. And then the other guy that tried to be like John Cena and run him out and blah, blah, blah. And John calls himself a bad man. And he said, it's time now. And then he left. And, you know, I was into it. But it's like, I like when they talk, but I still want to lose. Like, I don't want trying to get the beat, the, like, especially.
It will not surprise me if they do it for a one-off. Give them, but if you don't have the record setting or record tying, don't make it for like a charity case, like a 1 or 2 month reign where he drops it at Elimination Chamber WrestleMania. Don't taint it that way. Like, do it differently.
But that's just leading up to, considering, like, going for the Kids' Choice Awards, you're clearly not wrestling full time anymore. Like, it's over.
I mean, he is 40 though, so I mean, he's gonna be 40 this year, and he getting up there.
And the thing is, he's doing whatever he can do to avoid Nikki. So if Nikki's there full time, he's certainly not gonna be. So it's right. Not a game
it
that
is.
He's playing, and then they're trying to play the game of championships and records while playing his game of his work schedule. And I don't have time. He didn't get out there and earn, son, and he doesn't deserve it yet.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. So anyway.
Sasha, after going back and forth with Nia Jax for weeks after the brutal attack, and tonight getting your vengeance, it's been announced that you have a match with her at the 2017 Royal Rumble. The question begs to be answered. Are you physically able to take part in this match?
Did you see what I just did to Nia? After weeks upon weeks of her attacking me from behind. You know what? Revenge is a B. And I just taught Nia Jax that I am the legit boss of the WWE. She's been wrestling all these little nobodies, but she hasn't gotten the ring with me yet. So at the Royal Rumble, Nia, I'm going to show you exactly why I am the boss. And really, you're just a girl in my world.
We move on. There was Ziggles versus Kalisto match. Kalisto tried for a springboard move. Ziggles caught him with a super kick for the win. We're happy because we like the badass chair. As he argues with Chair, he's distracted, even though he's not a Magic County. And it gives Apollo time to jump him from behind. See, he wasn't like he was a week or so ago. And
At least he was smart to do that this time.
Listen.
Like, if you're going to beat somebody up, jump them. Stop trying to do face-to-face. It doesn't work.
I still believe in that fighting fair shit. And I was like, I was going to fight somebody. I forget who. I was like, let's be clear. I'm not fighting you fair. Like, I'm going anything I can, and I'm going to hit you with it.
Exactly. I'm tired of Apollo Crews being the respectable Negro.
He's too happy. That's what's wrong with him. You got to get your ass beat by a blonde man. With streaks in his hand, then maybe you understand. You got to put some thug in, like some bass in your voice.
Right.
I don't know. I could be making that up. The next match is supposed to be Naomi versus Natty Bo. Natty never shows up. Apparently, in the back, Nikki has attacked Natalya.
Yeah.
So now, fine. Anybody in the back, you can come out. Popping. Alexa comes out. She's like, "Oh, nice." And then she's like, "Oh, girl, calm down. You're a nobody. I'm not fighting you." Okay. Well, if you got all that shit to say, why don't you come up in this ring so I can snatch your hair out like you, leave you looking like, what's his name? Mr. Clean, she called him. And then
she would look like Mr. Clean if.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I looked at that. Look, Alexa, fine, but she would look like Mr. Clean if the wig got
that. That's not fine then. That's not fine. A female Mr. Clean is not popping.
I mean,
different
strokes. Bald is beautiful one way or another.
Bald is. I just don't know what female Mr. Clean is.
Why are they trying to do this to me?
They making you choose between, what's her name, Nene and Alexa.
Yeah.
I gotta go, you better choose right. And I'm not, you know, and I'm not here to tell you what's right.
I mean, I think my swelling is up.
I think I'm going to be Switzerland on this one.
That's so good. Well, Switzerland is Switzerland has a choice now, but old Switzerland, we'll put it like that. Because Switzerland is part of the UN, I think, now.
I'm just going to sit right in the middle, and whoever
try to hope wins, for the best.
Whoever wins, I'll be there to support them, and whoever loses, I'll be there to
console them. There you go. That's it.
Look at you. Think you found the magic touch. Okay, anyway. So, before Alexa leaves, she tells Naomi to say hi to Obscurity for me. But that's okay.
Great. Naomi was going to get that push until Oksana took her eye out, literally. And I forgive Oksana for that, because...
Oh, she got a big butt?
No.
Just, is she... Yeah, we like the white people. Mm-hmm.
No, no.
Facts to facts. Okay, so backstage, Dean is talking to Dasha, Daisy Fuentes. I want to call her Daisy Fuentes, and so that's what I'm going to do. And he says he trusts his instincts. That's what I want to call her. I'm going to call her name, Dasha.
Is this MTV? Hey. Yeah. MTV Rock and Wrestling?
Yeah.
Right.
Daisy Fuentes, damn it. I'm a 90s baby. So he says his instincts will help him overcome the 29 other men to win the Rumble on Sunday, and no amount of lumberjacks will stop him from retaining the IC title tonight. And then for the Royal Rumble, I guess not the free show, I guess the main card, there will be a 6-woman tag match. Becky, Nikki, and Nene versus Alexa, Mickey, and Natalya.
What's too many ickies in there? Nikki and Mickey.
Icky, Ecky, Natty, Becky, it's a lot of E's. Natty, Becky, yeah, it's a lot of E's. Anyway, what's the call? Main event for the night is the Lumberjack match for the IC title. Moro says Ambrose is cut from the same cloth as Steve Austin, Terry Funk, and Roddy Piper. That's so interesting because I like all three of them, and I don't like Dean Ambrose.
What is wrong with you?
And Dean Ambrose. I don't know why. Jennifer Hudson's perpetual fiancé calls Miz a habitual line stepper, which is accurate. Ambrose fights the Lumberjacks off in the early days, but he sends Miz to the outside, and all the Lumberjacks hate the Miz. Like, he owes them money, they beat him up. After a break, Ambrose goes for the U-turn clothesline, but he's pulled out of the ring by his heels. I don't remember by who.
I think it was Fandango and Breeze and Corbin.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
The crowd chants, "Let's go, Ambrose." Then when Miz hits the yes kicks, they chant no because they're petty and I like them. Ambrose goes to the outside again, fights off the Lumberjacks, including and especially Baron Corbin, who he tosses into a ring post. He sends the Miz to the outside and then hits a tope suicida on the Miz and a whole bunch of Lumberjacks. And then Maurice he holds Dean from entering the ring, which distracts him long enough for Miz to hit Daniel Bryan running me for a 2 count. Then Miz does a running drop kick and some other things, and then Ambrose ducks, sends him to the outside. Miz tries to run, the Lumberjacks beat him up, and then Ambrose does a big dive onto everybody. So this is awesome chance. They're back in the ring. Ambrose hits his U-turn clothesline when he's clearly going to get the 3 count. Corbin comes in and breaks up the cover, and then all the Lumberjacks are like, fuck this. It gets a fight in, but no disqualification. Ref clears the ring. The match continues. Ambrose sends Corbin over the top rope, and then Miz uses distraction to hit a schoolboy. Ambrose kicks out, and then Ambrose hits the dirty deeds, and he wins. And who cares? Yeah. But yeah, that's your SmackDown for this week. Your go home show? Is that what you call it?
Go home. Yep. Anything in particular stand out?
I really like Naomi's weave. It's so nice.
Let's see. Anything stand out? No, not to me. just the Apollo Crews sneak attack. That was probably the best thing I've ever seen from him. Because he's too busy smiling so hard and just happy to be here, being the respectable Negro, finally taking something and taking out Ziggler the way Ziggler took him out. So, yeah, I'll give him a gold star for that.
All right. I think for me, it would have to be that they made a six-person match, and that means that Natty and Nikki still technically won't wrestle each other one-on-one for like another month. So they're continuing to draw as much as they can out of that story. I like that.
Yeah.
So next we'll go to 205 Live. The show begins with Neville backstage promo. Neville says that he showed Rich Swann a little too much mercy, and that won't be the case at Royal Rumble. And as far as his match tonight, he's looking forward to facing Cedric Alexander, and he says that he's going to make Cedric kneel to the king. Opening match, TJ Perkins versus Tony Nese. Perkins wins with the Mahi Stray roll-up into the crucifix. After the match, Tony Nese gives Perkins a German suplex into the turnbuckle, then a running knee, and leaves TJP laying. We get a Kira Tozawa video package. Then we get Brian Kendrick versus Trip Bradshaw. Brian Kendrick gets the win with the Captain Hook. Now, I'm going to give you all a little insight behind this Trip Bradshaw.
Well, because I really was about to hit the new day.
First of all, he was a young black guy.
Ooh, black people. Oh, yeah.
So he's a black guy.
Well, we got WWE does black people, though. Continue, though. I'm sorry.
And next, he was named after JBL tripping over the cables last week. Yeah, so it was a rib on JBL. This kid.
Say his name again.
Trip Bradshaw.
Fucked up.
See, black people treatment.
Oh, man.
Hey.
That's great.
So we get Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann. They have a backstage interaction on how to defeat Neville. Then we have our main event, Neville versus Cedric Alexander. Noam Dar comes down the ringside. Cedric wipes him out. Cedric tries to springboard back into the ring, but he slips off the ropes right into the rings of Neville and taps out. Neville then tosses Noam Dar out the ring and then attacks Cedric again. Rich Swann comes down to make the save. Neville and Swann battle in the ring, and Cedric and Noam Dar battle up the ramp. And that's how your 205 Live ended, with a pull apart between Neville and Rich Homie Swann. Did you happen to watch this, Dwayne?
That part, I ended up falling asleep on because I worked both my jobs that day, so I missed that part, unfortunately. I got to go back and watch it.
Right, right. The main event, that match was actually really good. Cedric Alexander and Neville, they really did a good job in this particular match. So
nice. Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Because by the time I got home from the hockey game last night, I was done.
Gotcha. Well, at this point in time, we'd like to tell everybody please support CSPN and all of the podcasts here on the network by visiting our website, CSPN.us. Once you are on the page, you can support our sponsors by clicking on the banner that says keep the podcast free. Once you click on that link, open up the Amazon link, do your shopping as you normally would, buy whatever Valentine's Day gifts, birthday gifts, if you're thinking about getting some winter fashions.
Man, let's not talk about Valentine's Day.
Winter fashions or electronics, whatever you would normally buy from Amazon, do that. Buy your accessories and things of that nature, and give some money back to the CSPN and the Razzlecast.
Amen.
So with every purchase that you buy through CSPN.us and Amazon, you will be supporting all the podcasts here on CSPN. So we're going to get into our final review, and that was for NXT. We had Ember Moon versus Liv Morgan. Ember gets the win when she hits the Eclipse on Liv. Then we have DIY versus Authors of Pain video package. Then we get No Way Jose versus Kona Reeves. No Way Jose wins with the pop-up baseball punch. The Drifter comes out to interrupt No Way Jose's post-match interview. No Way Jose tells him to just drift away. Samson rushes the ring. Jose hits him with the baseball punch. Samson retreats back up the ramp, and that's how that ends. We get Chris Atkins versus Eric Young. Eric Young hits the wheelbarrow neckbreaker, and he gets the victory. Then we get a recap of the revival attack on TM61 that leads to a video package of Shane Thorne having to have surgery for a torn ACL.
Yikes.
Then we get a video package for Nakamura and Bobby Roode. And then our final segment is the ladies four-way. All the participants of the ladies four-way have an in-ring segment where they're all brought together. The Aussies come out first. They cut a promo talking about, you know, basically that they're the competition. They've laid Asuka out, and they're the next champions, either one of them. Then we get Nikki Cross. Then we get Asuka. Well, Asuka comes out and just rushes the Aussies. They flee. Then her and Nikki have a stare down. And then the Aussies jump back in the ring and attack Asuka and Nikki from behind. Well, Nikki and Asuka get the advantage on the Aussies, discard them, and then they start standing each other again. Then that's when Asuka hits Nikki with the spinning heel kick, and then they start, security jumps in, tries to separate them. Asuka starts just going ham, beating up the security. Nikki beats up the security. They finally pull Asuka out of the ring, but then Nikki gets up on the turnbuckle and does the flying crossbody onto the outside, onto the security and Asuka, and it's just a big pile of bodies laying on the ramp as we go to break and end the show for this week of NXT. The women's four-way should be pretty good. Looking forward to that. Asuka and Nikki Cross are going to have a confrontation, and that should be pretty epic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks really, really entertaining. Of course, TakeOver is going to steal the weekend, as it normally does. I have no doubt about that. I really feel confident in all the matches, all the talent, even the Aussies. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when it comes down to who pins who.
Right.
And who really wants to be the champ, who wants it for themselves, I'll put it like that.
Right, right. So at this point, since this is a weekend where we have major pay-per-views, it's time to play Who You Got. So at this point, we will preview NXT TakeOver San Antonio, and we are going to be using the hashtag Cast at the Alamo for our live tweet on Saturday night starting at 8 p.m.
7 Central.
Cast at the Alamo. Hashtag.
Cast at the Alamo. Got it.
So our first match listed is Roderick Strong versus Cian Almas. Now, Didi, I know you're at a disadvantage on this because you're not really a big NXT fan.
Is Roderick Strong black?
He is not.
No.
What? There's a white guy named Roderick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Just like his white guy's named Terrence. It kind of throws you off at first.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that.
Black guy's named Trip.
I'll go with Cian Almas.
All right. Dwayne?
I'm going to go against Cian Almas because he gets on my nerves. So, yeah. All yeah. Right. I can't rock with Cian.
I'm going to go with Cian Almas, too, because he seems to have been getting some steam here lately. We get the perfect 10, Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. Dwayne, who you got?
I want to root for my boy Ty. I want to, you know, say he's going to win, but they always be making him come up short, and it's not fair. So I'm going to go with Eric Young.
All right. Didi?
Who? I'm sorry.
Ty Dillinger, the perfect 10.
Uh-huh.
Eric Young.
Eric Young. I feel like I know who that is.
The little guy from TNA with the gravelly voice.
Yes. Yeah, I'll go with him.
I'm going to go with Ty Dillinger because he's going to have an awesome weekend, I hope. And that's just going to be the beginning. Next, we have for the NXT Tag Team titles, DIY, Gargano and Ciampa versus the Authors of Pain. Didi, who you got?
DIY, for okay. Sure.
Dwayne?
DIY. I know Authors of Pain have been dominant, but I think this will kind of just set up a rematch at Mania where then Authors of Pain take over that weekend.
Okay. I'm going DIY as well. Four-way women's title match. Asuka, Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Nikki Cross. Dwayne, who you got?
I'm going to go... She hasn't lost yet. I'm going to go with Asuka. I'm just going to rock with Asuka.
All right. Didi?
Yeah, I'll go with Asuka. Sure.
All right. And I'm going to go with Asuka as well. I don't see her losing the belt quite yet. Main event of the evening for the NXT title, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Bobby Roode. Dwayne, who you got?
I'm going to go with Nakamura. Rude will find a way to get in that title picture, and then he'll take it at TakeOver Weekend of Mania, and Nakamura will go to the big roster.
Didi?
I'll go with Nakamura.
All right. And an upset, I'm going to go with Bobby Roode.
Word. I dig it.
All right. So that takes care of Saturday night. Now we're going to move on to Sunday. On Sunday, we will be using the two hashtags. The first hashtag for the pre-shows will be hashtag say no to pre-shows. Our second hashtag, once the Royal Rumble starts, will be hashtag RumbleCast. So please join us for our live tweets. So they have these matches listed as the pre-show matches. So we'll start there. We have Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax. Didi, who you got?
Nia.
Dwayne?
Along with Sasha, Nia seems to choke when big matches come up.
Well, I mean, it is a pre-show.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to stick with Sasha, though.
I'm going to go with Nia as well, because I think that they're really trying to put the steam behind her. So beating Sasha would definitely add a lot of credibility to her. So I'll go with that. Sheamus and Cesaro versus Gallows and Anderson for the Raw Tag Team titles. Dwayne, who you got?
As much as it pains me to say this, Gallows and Anderson.
Good Brothers Club. All right. Didi?
Gallows and Anderson versus whom?
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Oh, well, you already know I'm going with Cesaro. I guess Sheamus is just, you know, he comes with
the package.
With the package.
Right. I'm going Cesaro and Sheamus as well. Now, these are supposedly the matches that will be on the main card. So we're going to start with the six women's tag. We have Naomi, Nikki Bella, and Becky Lynch versus Mickie James, Natty, and Alexa Bliss. So, Didi, just name the team, the first member of the team.
They doing the girls dirty, so I kind of think your girl Alexa's team will win.
All right.
I'm going to go with Alexa, Mickey, Natalia, Alexa.
All right. I'm going to go with Naomi. I'm going to go the opposite of it.
Yes.
Because we haven't felt the glow in so long, I think they're going to let us feel it.
And it would kind of, that would even start that whole Alexa-Naomi feud too.
Right. Next match for the Cruiserweight title, Rich Homie Swan, please say the homie, versus Neville. Dwayne, who you got?
Neville been too dominant since his return. I think Rich Homie going to win it.
All right. Didi?
Evil Elf.
All right. Evil Elf over Black Excellence.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say Rich Homie Swan. I think that's going to be the one that's going to actually decide who wins this time. We get Charlotte versus Bayley for the Raw Women's title. Didi, who you got?
Bayley. Yeah, Bayley.
All right. Dwayne?
Wow. So we go by records here. Charlotte 15-0, Bayley 2-0. Something's got to give, right?
Right.
We'll go 15-0, Charlotte.
I'm going to go Charlotte as well. I think they're going to try to draw a little bit more out of this before we have a Charlotte loss. Next matchup is for the Universal title. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns with Chris Jericho above the ring. Dwayne, who you got?
I'm going to go with Roman.
So you think it's going to be a new champion?
Yes.
Didi?
Kevin. No. Yeah, I haven't felt the same about Samoa since I realized they gave all their delegates to that guy, that Cheeto Man.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. They ruined it. Canadian's still good, though.
I'm going with Owens as well. Mm-hmm. We get AJ Styles versus John Cena for the WWE title. Didi? Should I have to ask you? I think I know.
Yeah. You don't have to ask me. You already know.
All right. What's the match?
That'd be AJ Styles versus John Cena.
I want to say the champ runs the camp, but I got a feeling we'll see 16 times on Sunday.
I'm going to go with AJ Styles as well. And then the main event of the evening, the reason why everybody came, the Royal Rumble 30-man over-the-top battle royal to determine who is in the main event at WrestleMania. Who you got?
Wait, I want to find a list of who's in it.
You're not going to have a complete list of who's in it. Let me see.
I know there's always somebody missing because you got to have your shockers. Okay. You gotta go, what? Oh, what if Nakamura's in it? Oh my god. So far all we know is Goldberg, Brock, Big E, Kofi, Xavier, Chris Jericho, Strowman, Baron, Undertaker, Dean, Miz, Dolph, Cesaro, Sheamus, Bray, Randy, Luke, Big Show, Sammy, Cass, not Enzo, Rusev, and Mojo. Out of those, like like in my heart, I want to say Mojo, but I know that's not right. Like I'm 1,000% sure he won't win. Let me go with the Miz. Let me just shake the table.
Wow.
Let me shake the table.
All right.
Ooh, she's shaking the table.
Dwayne.
Oh man. Okay. So, I mean, I got a 1 in 30 chance of guessing this correctly, right?
Right.
It could always be Doink the Clown. It could always be Doink.
Oh no. Let's see. Trying to see who would be the best match. I want to say my heart, nostalgic wise, would say the Undertaker, so that we could kind of like play the guessing game of who he's gonna face. That would be one thing. But it's tough, man. I don't know. I want to just watch and find out who wins. There we go.
You got a question mark me here.
Go ahead and pick somebody, Dad. I want to think of somebody.
Okay.
I think it's going to be
the man who won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal last year. None other than Baron Corbin.
Wait a minute. I want to change my answer.
Okay.
I want to put Braun Strowman down.
Braun. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you're down for Braun.
Yeah,
okay.
Baron's a good pick. I could see
Baron's
that.
Good.
I could see that because he could feud with either Styles or Cena, and that would put Styles as a face, which he pretty much is already. And, of course, I think people hate Baron Corbin more than John Cena, so that I actually work for Cena's fate. So I will go. I want to say, I know it won't happen, but I'll just go with Goldberg. And a Reigns Goldberg match that nobody wants to see. Why? Because why the heck not?
All right. So that is our game that we like to play to preview our big pay per view events. Who you got? So if you guys are in the live tweet on Sunday and on Saturday, you will see the running totals of who got which matches right and who got which matches wrong. And we'll see at the end who has the bragging rights on who predicted the most matches right. So at this time, we'd like to open it up to our guests for any shout-outs, anything you'd like to plug, thank yous, and whatnot.
Oh, I guess that's me. Okay. The shout-out to all my friends, you know, that have been rocking with me since day one. You know, it's a lot of people, so I'll just say everybody. It's been a rough couple months, but, you know, I'm bouncing back, and I want to just thank everybody that's been there. So I just wanted to say that. And as always, thank you for having me. It's always good to be a good part of the CSPN family, and I thank y'all for having me on today.
Oh, man, no problem. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. Miss DD Jonay, thank you. Shout outs.
Shout out to Samuel working, getting that money. Shout out to like all of the single people I have met. Like all of my friends are unlucky in love. But I've been single for like 4 years now. So I figure if everybody else is breaking up, maybe the tide is turning for me. It's very selfish, I know. And I'm like, yeah. I know. But maybe it's my time now, right?
It's probably your time, because it's clearly no longer my time, so...
But, yeah. Not just you, TT. I've heard Donald, although he didn't tell nobody, other people who I can't study business. It's a lot of people are very unsingle. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened to winter loving and things, but we're all just mighty unchose out here. And so I'm hoping the tide can turn for me.
Well, who knows? Maybe there'll be some choseness in the future for your TT as well. So
I mean, everybody deserves love. So we'll just have to see. But then again, I ain't trying to go on no double dates to WrestleMania. So if we do get chose, don't bring your boo to WrestleMania. No thanks. But yeah, and then shout out to Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs and shout outs and, for other reasons.
Hey, Mel.
But petty reasons. And then shout out to my Fire Stick. Somebody come jailbreak it for me.
Oh, YouTube.
That's so involved.
Oh, no, it's not. It's easier than you think.
You sure?
Positive.
I'm lazy.
And even for a lazy person, it's easy.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
What happened?
I got a Fire Stick. I want to jailbreak it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I need to get one of those.
Donald says it's easy, so I'm hoping it's easy. Is that legal? Yeah, it's legal. If it's not legal, I'm just joking. And then shout out to that chicken salad I made. It was bomb. Yeah, that's it.
All right. I'd like to send a shout out to Sam as well, as I try to take over his hosting duties this week. Give a shout out to Greg out there in the world, working, being a newlywed. Give a shout out to Classic. Also give a shout out to Mel, our producers here on the show. Give a shout out to the guys over at Crown and College. I was a guest on their show for their episode this week. So check that out right here on the CSBN network. Again, we're going to have hashtags all weekend long. So Saturday, Cast at the Alamo. Sunday, Rumblecast, live tweet with us, let your friends know, share, rate, review, send us some reviews, rate the show, share the show, get our numbers up. If you guys feel free to send us some kind words, do that too, so we can read that here on the show. Let us know that we are reaching y'all and that it's just not an empty void we're talking to every week. And other than that, I'm your host, Don DeLorente, and this has been episode 118 of the WrestleCast.
By virtue of winning the Royal Rumble, we have a brand new World Wrestling Federation champion as the press watches on. At this time, to present the title belt to the new champion, our president, the distinguished Jack Tunney.
Congratulations, Ric Flair, on becoming the undisputed champion of the World Wrestling Federation.
Let me just say, after due to storing the belt, they're proclaiming a real world champion. I'm going to tell you all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world and you tell everybody you're number one, the only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title in the wrestling world that makes you number one. When you are the king, you rule the world. Think about it like that.
Told you so.
Okay, very good. Ric Flair, you have made world... Put that cigarette out. You have made World Wrestling Federation history here tonight.
It's the greatest moment of my life. I want to jump. I want to party. But I got to tell you like this. For the Hulk Hogan's and the Macho Man's and the Pipers and the Sids. Now it's Ric Flair. And y'all pay homage to the man.
All right,
the most beautifulest thing in this world, just like that. I give it you, the most beautifulest thing in this world.